Joining me in the studio then this afternoon is one of our very, very local businessmen. Literally lives round the corner from the studios here at Cheshire Silk 106.9. I'm pleased to say I'm joined by Mark from Lawn Stripes and Edges. Mate, how are you? Yeah, really good. Now, obviously, there's another reason why we sat down having a natter today. But first of all, tell me a little bit about how you got Lawn Stripes and Hedges started, because this wasn't a conventional sit-down business plan business meeting. Where were you when you set your company up? So how long's the business been running for now then, mate?
2 years, and then we're coming into, once we get this winter out of the way, we're going into our third year.
So obviously as a company then, you do lawn care, you do hedges, you do landscaping, tidying up, anything like that. But there's a lot of gardening companies out there, okay? So what makes you different to a normal gardening company? Because this, you've got a big ethos around eco-friendly, haven't you?
Yeah, so what my main goal, so I am massively into like David Attenborough and kind of the earth. So when I initially set it out, I thought, you know what, I'm going to start with every machine that I own being an eco-friendly battery-powered machine. Now, you know, many people may know out there, it was not easy. So there was only a couple of manufacturers that actually made a battery-powered lawnmower at the time. It's getting better and better, but I was on the hunt for anything that was battery powered.
Yeah.
So there was a couple of reasons we did that. It's one, emissions. Two, it's a much more where we charge our batteries. My personal provider only uses eco-friendly electrics or wind farms. So I just wanted to have it more sustainable, ready. So when we upscale it in the future, it's a very clean, easy process.
And is it fair to say then that obviously a lot of people talk about being eco-friendly, being sustainable and using sustainable energy and everything, but it's fair to say that in order to do that, it's quite expensive to set it up, isn't it?
Yes. I've had this conversation with other companies that sell professional lawnmowers. They say, you know, we don't do a professional battery-powered lawnmower. So I kept pushing and pushing and pushing and said, why? And eventually a company called Alec made one for me to trial, and it was amazing. So then, for me, because I've always had that vision and that goal, I've never thought, this isn't going to work. This is my only option. That's how I thought it in my head. So if you was to go to the shop and buy a loaf of bread, and there was only one loaf of bread there, you'd pick that one loaf of bread.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what I thought in regards to my mindset going into the eco-friendly world. It wasn't easy, it was really difficult, but we're in a much better place now in the business that we've managed to get loads of batteries, because you have to have loads of batteries, because if they run out and you're on a job, you can't put a petrol in a battery to get it going. So it was a kind of difficult. So I mean, Rocco, one of the garden maintenance lads, he has about 30 different batteries in his van.
Wow.
And each battery can range from £100 to £300, but it's much, much easier to run an electric product than it is a petrol. So when we was 2 years, it was in July this year, we went neck and neck with a petrol lawnmower, and we just, you know, absolutely destroyed it, like, in regards to, like, bang for your buck. So it cost me 32p to charge the battery. The battery did 500 square metres, and it cost about £5 on the petrol lawnmower. So in regards to the overall cost over the year, it pays itself within the first 4 months. Once you've got yeah. 4 months out of the way, it's then paying for itself.
So it's expensive to actually purchase the batteries and get the equipment to the standard and the eco classification that you want.
Yeah.
But ultimately, once you're using it, yeah. you actually. So would it, like if I was to buy an electric car,
yeah.
It's going to cost me a lot more money than it would to buy a diesel car, for example. Yeah. But over that period of that 12 months, the money I'd save on fueling the car,
yeah.
I'm going to save because of the batteries. It's kind of the same mentality.
Yeah. It is pretty much the same. We got a lot of grief and stigma kind of online, which we'll touch on a little bit later, but it was, people just saying, it's the rubbish, you can't do this, you can't do that. There was so much negative thoughts around being an eco-friendly gardening company, it did beat you down, so like mentally thinking, oh, maybe I've made the wrong decision.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not doing it right. And it's the same in all walks of life. People will beat you down and try and put a negative spin on whatever you're doing positively, but this is one of the reasons why we never pushed it and said, we never went out and put loads of advertisements saying, we're eco-friendly. We just did it. We did it for our own personal reasons, is we wanted to just be a healthy, sustainable company.
Yeah.
For the planet.
Because like you say, it's unfortunately, mate, we live in a culture where people that do well become a target. They become a target for online abuse. Social media can be a nightmare, and that nicely leads me into like one of the other reasons that we're obviously sitting talking today. Because over the past couple of months and things, your life, it's fair to say, has taken a massive twist.
Yeah.
Things have gone a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
But before we get into what's actually happened with that, going down the eco route and being called eco warriors and all the negative stigma that goes behind, from a personal perspective, mate, I'm curious to know, how did you deal with that and what did you do to deal with it?
To deal with the negative?
Yeah.
I've got a friend called Rob who runs a podcast on mental health, and he just rang out of the blue and just said, are you okay? Literally just said, I said, you know what, mate, I'm not. I'm getting so much stick for being a nice word for trying to be eco-friendly or doing this or putting the social media on, and he pretty much kind of just said what he said. You get people out there and they will try and bring you down, and the bigger we've got on social media, the more stick you get.
Yep.
Which it does affect. You try to block it out as much as you can. But you do get, it does creep its way in.
We're human, aren't we?
Yeah, you can try and cover that leak up as much as you can, and you'll always get that little
drip. Yep.
coming down, it's down where the drip wet gets you wet.
So yep.
It hasn't been easy, but like I say, Rob, just watching Rob's podcast and hearing how many other people in many industries get the same stick for whatever it is, whether it be bullying at school or it's pretty much touching on what you said earlier. People will always back at an underdog until that underdog becomes successful, and
yep.
then the tables turn. And it's not nice, but like I say, I didn't do it to have a million friends. I did it to just do my bit to help the planet, because I love everything about this planet, and I love
yep.
Everything, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, I love it all. So I did it for my own reasons, hence why we never kind of pushed it. But one thing that did come out of it is I do believe in giving back as much as you can. So every year we'll donate the vans to the East Cheshire Hospice. I'll donate my staff, so all my staff do it all free of charge. I just sort the cost up as a company. And then out of the blue, I got an email saying we'd won an award for being the most eco-friendly gardening company in the Northwest.
And this is for a gardening company that haven't gone bonkers in advertising, promoting and pushing
yeah.
that you're eco-friendly. Yes. You've just done it.
Exactly. And someone actually nominated us, a customer, but the customer wouldn't give the names. I'd like to say thank you, send them a big
yeah.
bunch of flowers, because I don't think they realised how down I was mentally at that point. And it doesn't soak in. When someone says you've won an award, it didn't sink in for about 2 weeks. And then I said to my friend who owns the supermarket factory, Scott, I said, oh, I've won this award. He went, mate, do you understand how amazing that is? And I was like, and it doesn't sink in.
No. And the thing is, like you say, because you've been in a dark place, you've been suffering with your mental health, you've been trying to run a company, you've got a family yourself, you've got your work team as well. And when you get abuse, other people pick up on that. When your company's getting abused, that you've put all your life, your mortgage, your family, everything at risk to set up this company that's doing really well, and you get these negatives, it's that situation where things chip away at you, bit by bit. And you get to a point where you must have questioned, why am I doing this? I just go back to work, I'll go and be a salesman, I was good at what I did, and I can get rid of all this abuse. But then you get something like this, and it makes you think, do you know what? It's not about awards, it's not about fame, it's not about money, it's about earning a living and doing the right thing. Yeah. You've got to sit there now and think, do you know what? Bugger everybody else, we've done it.
Yeah. I still find it hard to, because, you know, everyone on the outside looking in, they'll look at, like, large stripes, because everywhere I go now, if I've got my uniform on, whether it's Tesco, the woman said, I see your vans everywhere. I see large stripes, I've got vans everywhere. And that's just like a nice little touch, because one thing I did want is a company. It's just someone to rely on.
Yeah.
So you're getting your grass cut, they turn up every week and just do it. And that's one thing I found when I was a salesman. I couldn't get anyone around to do my own garden because I didn't have time to do it, and I love my garden, so I just wanted somebody in. And the whole part of this process was just being reliable, turning up every week when you say you're going to turn up, do a good job, and not harm the planet in the meantime.
Yep.
And that's all you've got to kind of remember, because like you said, you get beat down so much, and it is real hard, and at times you do think, do you know what, I'm just going to knock this on the head. I probably think that about 100 times
a day.
I kind of always refer to kind of my friend Scott, because anytime I have a problem, I'll ring him. And I think it is massively, massively important to have someone in your life who you can just get off your chest. And like he said to me, you know, if it was either being super successful, everybody would be doing it, and it's not. So you just have to ride the wave, and hopefully one day you'll get to the nicer.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we're going to touch on social media in a second. I've got one final question that I want to ask you, or something I want to bring up, because I think this is massive, and I think it's probably bigger than anything you do. And the reason I say that is because I have this mentality where sometimes it's nice just to be nice, not to get anything from it, not to get praise. But one of the things that you and your team will do is, as you finish your day, you've been on a job, you've been out all day, you've been landscaping, maybe it's teaming it down with rain, or it's 30 degrees plus. You have this mentality with your team where if you're driving home and you see an overgrown garden, maybe you see an elderly couple that are trying to do a bit of gardening, you will get your lads to stop and ask if they can help.
Yeah.
Why?
I believe in if you give as much back to the world as you get out of it, then good things will happen. Is it the law of attraction?
Yeah.
I genuinely believe that if in your core of your heart is goodness, I think the good things will eventually come to you. And I don't do it as a reward. I don't post it on social media that we've done something for free. I just do it because it's nice to be nice. You know, if we're ripping out a job and I've got a load of slabs left over, I put them on Facebook and give them away for free. The lads will go and drop them off for free. I just do it just to be nice, because if I'm in need and somebody rings, like for instance, like Scott, I class him as like a guardian angel, but like if I'm in need of something, whether it be mentally or physically, there's always somebody there for me, so I just think it's only right that I'm there for other people.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll do as much as I can. We donate the vans and the staff to the East Cheshire Hospice Tree Collection every year. They put on their social media that we do it. We put a little something on there, but it's not for a reward of a
Okay, so let's talk about where your life seems to have turned a little bit of a corner, mate. Because when you are when you run a business, you have marketing, advertising. You've got to promote yourself. Now, one of the most common ways of doing that at the moment is to have social media platforms: Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. I'm 39 years old, and social media absolutely bamboozles me at times. Now, don't take this the wrong way. You're a landscape gardener. Okay. You cut hedges, you landscape people's gardens, you do slabbing, you do hedges. How on earth have you reached a social media following, and correct me if I'm wrong, of now over 30 million? How has that happened?
Well, actually, I've always posted. I make sure I post every day, whether it's one thing that people who may listen to this will notice. Landscaping and gardening companies don't post a lot of stuff on social media, whether it be for tax reasons, whether it be for whatever reason they choose. But because my core value was just to be honest, and I posted every job that I do, I post on social media.
Yep.
So for good or for bad, people might say, you know, they don't let up. A lot of people will say they like it, they love it, and then you'll get the people that say, that's not right, this is wrong. Before we went to 30 million, it was just all good. It was amazing. We've got 155 star reviews on all my platforms. Life was beautiful. And then all of a sudden, overnight, it pretty much went boom. And to the point where we get messages from people from Africa saying, is the job still in? We get a lot of people from Egypt asking for jobs. It's just gone mad. So it started off, we was doing one of our lawns in Prestbury, and we put a video of us sharpening the mower blade, and when we put the blade on, Rocco put the blade on the wrong way round, so we had like fans.
Yep.
But obviously we didn't cut the lawn. As soon as he put it on, I said it's the wrong way round, and I said, you know what, I'm just going to leave that on the video, I'm not going to edit it.
Human, people make mistakes.
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
Yep.
But I didn't think it's now on 20 million, just that one video alone. It's on 20 million views, with over 100,000 likes. It blew my mind. So, obviously, because we're eco-friendly, the amount of people, mainly from Australia and the US, were commenting on it, saying, you can't tip a lawnmower on. If I was there, I'd sack you, because fuel's going to go all over the lawn.
Yep.
So, just literally in the comments was, sharpening a blade on an eco-friendly battery-powered lawnmower, and the comments on it are unreal. Like, you should have took the spark plug out. You can't take a blade off without disconnecting the spark plug. And it was just all problems that weren't necessary to us.
So you got battered with all the health and safety. Yeah. Have you done this? You should have done that. Yeah. Why have you not done this?
Why have you sharpened it this way? Why have you done it that way? And at the start, I was like, look, you know, vegetables on my Sunday dinner. I'll have peas and that's it, but just everyone does it different.
Yep.
The amount of comments on it, because a petrol lawnmower, it has to be tightened to 84 newton meters. I researched it because of the comments on
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Now, a battery powered lawnmower, it was like 54 newton meters, which 54 newton meters is pretty much nothing. So we did what we did. So obviously the rules of a petrol lawnmower are completely different to a battery powered lawnmower. So that was that, and then I just thought, that just might be, you know, a pin in the ocean, it's not going to change anything. But once the algorithm picks up that you've had a video go viral, it then basically puts a couple more videos out in the ether and sees what that interaction's like. So anything that has high interaction, it's going to make you want to stay on the platform, so
yeah,
it shares your videos more. So the first month went crazy. I think we did 20 million in the first month, then 25 million, then 27, then I think we're on 32. Oh, we was on 32 last month, so then obviously this month's now a fresh month. Each platform has its own risks and rewards. When I say risks, on TikTok you get absolutely bombarded with all kinds of hate. Mainly people deal seeing cowboys, but I actually love horses. I don't see that as a negative.
It's fine, keep it coming.
what makes me happy is they'll see a snippet. Everything I do, because my core value is to do it right and to do do a good job, everything I do, whether it be landscaping, whether it be garden maintenance, whether it be the Christmas tree collection, I try and do it just to be best of my ability.
Yep.
But don't get me wrong, I am human, same as everybody else on every other human on the planet, and we make mistakes. But there was a great an analogy from what was he called? The guy with the white hair and the glasses. Frizzier. Einstein. So Einstein had written 10 equations on a board, did 9 of them right, and he did the 10th one wrong, and everyone in the class laughed because he did the last one wrong.
Yep.
He didn't pick up the 9 that he did, positively. So how I break it down is regards to reach, likes, and then the negative comments. So if I'm getting 100 likes but 200 negative comments, I don't think I'd get through it. But each of my... So, like, for instance, we've hit 30 million people. We've had probably 20 negative comments. So 20 comments out of 30 million people is literally like a pin in the ocean.
You're not going to worry about the 0.02% or something, are you?
What another thing is, most of my videos are 30 seconds long. So I had one on there saying that we did a grid swap, like for like grid swap. But because of the angle of the camera, they said, the water's going to spill out everywhere. But because of the way the camera was set up, everyone thinks that it was going to spill out. But we've done it. We did it like tonight. So they only see a snippet of kind of what's going on. So my social media now is literally just for entertainment. I've done one how-to video because, like I say, the comments... You do get to you sometimes, and it does kind of rattle your cage, but like I say, now I just do it just for entertainment purposes.
Because the thing is, explain to me then, you've obviously got TikTok, which you're telling me there's around 10 million on there at the moment. You're at 30 million across all platforms. But there is a difference between reach and interaction, isn't
there? That's correct.
So how does that work, basically, for my own benefit?
Yes, for everyone listening. So everything's judged on interaction. So you might... see a dancing video on TikTok and it's done 100,000 views, but it's the interaction of that video that makes you successful. So it's what makes the algorithm notice you out of everybody else and then share your stuff. So each platform has a different algorithm, each platform get different comments. So TikTok, for instance, is kind of the devil child of the three because it's no hold, but it's a boxing match on there. You put whatever on, and people are going to give you 10 rounds of Tyson Fury, no matter what you put on there. So you put a video, like I've just done a job in on Congleton Road for probably one of the best customers I've got so far this year, Neda, and it's a £25,000-£30,000 job, and it's done. She is so particular, she wanted it absolutely perfect. Her garden alone has done 10 million views this month.
Wow. Just one garden?
Just her garden.
Wow.
And 99.9% of it is all positive, and then you get obviously the negative. Instagram, you don't really get much negative comment on there unless you're being silly. But because I don't do stuff like that, it's a lot of it is just great, nice, clean.
Yep. People seem to be quite friendly, don't they, on Instagram?
On Instagram. TikTok, Facebook is a little bit of a mix between the two, so you don't really get much hate on Facebook. It's more people asking questions, where did you get this hoodie from? Where did you get this from? What I noticed as we got more and more and more successful on there, more and people ask questions about random stuff. So one guy's like, where did you get this tool from? So then that triggers off someone else, well, where did you get it from? So I had to get a manager, which baffles my mind that I have a gardening company from a little town in East Chester called Macclesfield, and I have a social media manager. It's mental because I was getting phone call after phone call, and obviously I'm trying to run a business, and I'm getting calls. I've seen you on Instagram. Do you mind promoting this? How much do you charge? I don't know. I don't do this. I know. I'm supposed to put you alone. much it charged to make a video, because they do it for free. So Alexa, our manager, involved to do it, and we got our first deal over the line last week, which was good, because it doesn't mean that I'm going to now move onto Haybridge Lane in Prestbury. It just means I can give a little bit more back to the community. So
yeah,
if we get an extra £2,000-£3,000 in the bank, it means, you know what, lads, I'll put that off, go cut a load of lawns, just spread a little bud.
Yeah.
So it's do I want a nice house with a nice car? Yes. And same as everybody, I want a nice car, I want a nice house, but my goal is, it makes me feel good. Me going out doing something, I've not done it to post on social media. We'd give out 30 square metres of free patio last week to somebody on Facebook. Have you seen on social media? No, because I've not done it for that reason. I've done it because it makes me feel good. So I'll just continue to do it. So it's good, because it means we get an extra bit of income into the company, so we can relax a little bit.
So when we summarise this whole conversation, then, we've got a landscape gardener that set his business up in the bath. We've got a guy from Mac, small town in Cheshire, decided to go into gardening because you've got a passion for it.
Yeah.
No other reason.
Yeah.
You just love doing it.
Yeah.
And they always say, don't they, if you do a job that you love, you never work a day in your life. You had a mentality that I want to be eco-friendly, I want to do some good for the planet, and when I've got 5 minutes, if there's an old deer that needs a garden cut, or she's struggling to prune a bush or whatever, I'm going to jump down and I'm going to help her, and I'm not going to charge her for it.
Yeah.
And what I'll do while I'm doing it, because social media is massive now, it's one of the biggest tools that we can use to promote our business, I do some 30-second videos. Some of them will just be teasers about what we do.
Yeah.
Others will be funny videos because one of my colleagues has put a blade on the wrong way round.
Yeah.
And you've become internet sensation, social media guru, whatever it might. All this has happened beyond your knowledge, outside of your control.
Yeah.
How do you... You've mentioned you've had to bring like a manager, like agent type person in just to deal with your social media, your calls, because you're still out there cutting gardens.
Yeah.
You're still doing the basics of the job, day in, day out. How do you deal with this now? What's next for you? Because I get the impression from chatting to you and meeting you that tomorrow you'll be out cutting somebody's garden, you'll be doing somebody's edge, you'll be landscaping somebody's garden.
Yeah.
So how does somebody who's a landscape gardener with 30 million social media followers carry on as normal?
It's not easy, and it causes a lot of tension, especially like at home with my missus, because you tend to be on it a lot. So whether you're an 18-year-old lad or a 40-year-old man, social media will touch you differently. Whether it be something it's everywhere. It's kind of a little bit like a virus, isn't it, where it spreads like wildfire.
Yep.
So it's very hard to learn how to shut off from it and just put your phone away. But that's one thing I found difficult. You have trials and tribulations in your life. I lost my best mate this year, and you kind of then dive into social media a little bit more, because you've suffered a loss, you're upset, you want to just blank out your brain. So then you'll go on a video and you'll keep swiping, and then next thing you've lost 2 hours of your life.
Yep.
So
we've all done that.
Yeah. So it's not easy. I think if it continues to go the way it goes, you're going to have to put something in place where it restricts you from going on social media, because it affects everything in your day-to-day life. Whether you're at work and you're on it in the toilet, or you're on it wherever it may be, you've got to kind of draw a line and say, right, I've got an Apple phone, and you can restrict how long you're on it. So you can restrict how long you're on social media, which is good. I think for me, I'm just going to continue doing what I'm doing. My actual goal is to be the biggest eco-friendly gardening company in the UK. So I know it's a massive dream, but I've got this far, so why not? So next year we'll have 5 active vans on the road, hopefully 7, with the backing to then upscale it. So we're
And these are going to be electric vans, aren't they? You're going to go all electric.
Well, so the next van that I buy is electric. So I went to buy an electric van last year, and they just don't do the mileage for what I need. So I think they do 70 miles per charge in some of the vans, which you kind of need a couple of hundred miles so that you can charge it, because we're only local.
Yep.
I mean, we get one thing we did notice, we started getting a lot of calls from Manchester, people ringing us saying, can you put my line in, can you do this, but it's that, I mean, it's 55,000 population in Macclesfield. I think it was like, last time I checked, it was 40,000 homes. So even if we do like 1% of that, it's enough for one person. So if we can get to 10% of the homes in Macclesfield, and we're doing a good job and we're eco-friendly, it just helps. It helps people, because there isn't a nationwide gardening company like there is the AA. So you break down, you can ring the AA. Imagine you have that for a gardening company, you're like, those are from Lawn Stripes, because the name Lawn Stripes and Hedges, when I thought of it, I thought, oh, it's just a cool name, but the amount that it's spreading, and I mean, I was out the other week and someone said, you own Lawn Stripes and Hedges, don't you? And I was like, yeah, I said, I see your post on Facebook everywhere, and it's like, but I used to share to all the groups. I don't do that anymore because it's just, it gets too much.
Yep.
Especially like, it is really nice when you walk into a garage and you're in your uniform and somebody gives you a nice comment. Well, I've seen one of the lads, like Rocco, one of the guys who used to play for MacTow last year. He was a professional footballer. We took him on because he's a dead man.
Rocco Fragapani.
That is the one. He's well known.
Yep.
So, because obviously people know him, people ask me questions about him all the time, or we get so much good feedback from him. It's just really nice, because he comes from a dead nice, his mum and dad are really, really beautiful people, and he is just a really good employee, and it helps that he is well known.
Yep.
He's a young, good looking lad, but he's got really good morals. So isn't it nice when you're out somewhere and they say, I see Rocco cutting a lawn, it's amazing. So it is nice.
And this is all the positives, isn't it? Because like you said, mate, it's very easy for you to go about your day, do your job. There's a lot of work goes into it. You've now obviously got the social media push. And one of the difficulties with the job is the fact there are going to be negatives. But again, if you've got 30 million people that you're interacting with on social media and you get 20 negative comments, you can kind of deal with that. Yeah. You can move on from it.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, what I want to ask then is, if anybody that's listening to this on silt1069.com sees bits on our social media, if they need a gardener, need some landscaping, or just want to have a nosy at your social media, because as you've said, there's some funny stuff on there.
Yeah.
How did he find you, mate?
It's literally Lawn Stripes and Hedges on anything. So everything's the same name, whether it be TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Google. Type Lawn Stripes and Hedges in Google, we come up straight away. So we've literally got everything on there for people to see. In regards to like needing a gardener, unfortunately we are really booked, but I'm taking a new lad on for garden maintenance next year, and then landscaping wise we're kind of booked up to June, July next year, but we're more than happy to take a look at whatever issues people have or services.
Fantastic, Mark. Thanks ever so much for your time this morning. Again, just to reiterate, if you are interested in seeing what's happening on social media, whether you want a bit of a teaser, whether you want a bit of advice, or you just want a new platform to have a look at on your Instagram or your TikTok in an evening, then it's Lawn Stripes and Hedges. You can find them on the website, you can find them on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all the social media platforms, and you'll more than likely see the vans driving around Macclesfield in East Cheshire. Mark, thanks very much for your time, mate.